Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Volcanic Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG and on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. We are chatting again with the President and CEO, Simon Ridgway. Now, Volcanic Gold Mines is focused in Guatemala, on the Holly property, the Banderas property, a couple other regional opportunities. We're going to really focus here on the Holly property because it was just yesterday, June 9th, that the company announced the initial resource estimate at the Holly project. This resource estimate came in a little over 406,000 ounces at 9.57 grams per ton gold equivalent. Couple things to note about this resource is this resource was put together after the initial drill program of just 21 diamond drill holes, totaling a little over 3,700 meters of drilling. Cutoff grade here, 3 grams per ton gold. So overall, this is a high grade initial resource. Simon, walk us through some of the key points that you want to highlight for this initial resource, please.
Hi, Corey. Yes, indeed. So the grade, I mean, first of all, you know, we're looking at rock at over $500 a ton here. So beautiful start to a deposit. And as we've gone deeper in the drilling, the grades have got better. So I'm very pleased with what's come out of the first 21 holes. I mean, it's very exciting to get over 11 million ounces of silver, close to 300,000 ounces of gold. So combined gold equivalent, that's about 9.57 or, you know, close to 10 grams per ton. So great resource, and I think we'll be able to expand it once we get drilling again. That's the, you know, that's holding my patience to get the rigs back on the property. But we really need to, as you know, from previous experience there, we need to work well with the local community. So we have to go at their speed, not ours. But I think this is an exciting start.
Well, Simon, it is an exciting start, especially on such a short amount of time and only one drill program to have amassed 400,000 plus ounces. Could you also speak to the dispersion of the gold versus the silver? It seems like there's quite a bit of silver there. How should people think of the deposit? Is it a gold forward deposit or is it really a kind of a 50-50? What's the breakdown?
But by now, 50-50, I would say, is what we're seeing in the resource. I mean, obviously, it depends which hole you look at. Some of the drills, some of the intercepts we've had, especially at depth, we've been returning kilos of silver over significant widths, you know, 4 to 5 meters of 5 kilos of silver. That's you know, that's kind of the kind of grades that we're seeing at Escobal when they made that discovery of 300 or 400 million ounces of silver, which is just about 100 kilometers from us in the same rock. So is it developing more into a silver project than a gold project? I wouldn't say that at the moment because there's some fantastic gold grades as well, but I'm happy with either, you know.
So this resource is all coming from this La Pena vein. This was the first target that you guys started drilling. Take us through what the size of this vein looks like in terms of strike length and where it's open for expansion, please.
Yeah, well, we really don't know. So far, we've drilled off about 250 meters of strike length, and it's open in both directions. We've been very cautious on stepping out because it's blind. I mean, it outcrops on the ridge top, where the breccia zone is within the Hokitan fault zone itself. But as we drop off to the north in the schistose rocks and to the south in the volcanic rocks, it goes undercover. So the drill holes we put in to expand this along that 250 meters have been blind drilling, basically hitting it undercover. So we cannot say really what kind of strike length we expect. We have some indications from geochemistry that it's wide open. There are snips to the south especially, and the furthest hole south we have in cut the best grades we've had so far on the property. And we sort of vectoring towards to the south. There's a couple of rhyolite domes. Geologically, it's a feature that is often associated with large gold deposits in Central America. You know, hot springs and rhyolite domes are kind of the driving force, the engine behind this. So I think to the south we've certainly got lots of room to grow. I wouldn't like to predict how far. I mean, right now it's 250 meters strike length. If we get 500 meters at this depth, we're gonna get close to 1 million ounces. If I can deepen it as well, you know, we'll be over 1 million. So it's got all kinds of potential. Let's see what happens.
Well, Simon, I'm sure a lot of people are eager to find out when you will be drilling again. And I know it's slightly an unknown right now, but when you do get on the ground, could you explain the importance of some of the private land you have to drill on versus the other municipality land?
There is a challenge with the municipality land. We had initially had a very good relationship with the mayor, and we were able to work on that ground. But as time went on, and not through our doing, I don't know why, but the mayor himself became anti-mining and started pushing the people a little bit in that direction. We have all the ground to the south on the property, and where the resource is all on private ground. And we have good agreements with all the landowners, and they're very pro-mining. So expanding to the south, again, the land to the south is private. The land to the north is actually in contention. It's owned by one family, but the family, the patriarch died several years ago and left it to the nine sons, and the nine sons all own separate pieces. And some of them are on one side of the fence, some are on the other. Some are pro-mining, some are against. So we're working with the family in general, and I think we're gaining ground there. The municipality has been challenging the ownership of that ground to the north in the courts. They've lost three sessions so far at different courts, so it does belong to this family, but they're pursuing it again. Why the mayor is being so adamant on that, I'm not sure, but he's taken it to the Supreme Court, and I think they'll lose again, and it does belong to the family. So I think we'll be able to go to the north and the south in the not-too-distant future. So this resource is all on private land. Some of the other veins that we have, or you'll see on the website, some of them do go onto municipal lands. We won't be able to advance those with this present administration. And that, you know, that's just the way it is for the time being.
Simon, how are you going to go about ranking some of these other targets? Obviously, the private land targets, those could be a priority because you can probably drill those easier. But the news release also says that there are a number of untested targets that remain at just the Hawley project. So how are you going to go about ranking?
Well, by the surface sampling and by the size of the structures, as the Apollo structure is my, you know, I really want to drill that. It's a much larger structure. We can see that by the offsets on the geology and just by the size of the geochem. So that'd be my prime target. But the Alpino vein has had some good drilling in it previously. You know, had some 5 to 10 gram results gold and some good 200, 300 gram silvers in surface samplings and in a couple of drill holes that were put in by Radius back in 2002, 2003. So one thing I've got to speak to a little bit is this is Volcanic's first drill program on the Hawley property. Radius did drill this back in 2002, and they did put two holes into that Pena vein, and that's why I wanted to get back there again, you know, some 20 years later and drill it more. And they did put some drill holes in a couple of the other veins, so based upon those results, we will prioritize the targets going forward.
Well, Simon, you brought up, you know, Radius, and I know that you've optioned these properties from them, but there's also some other regional targets that you're looking at as far as some of the other land that Radius holds. Could you give us an update on how that's going?
Yeah, there's a couple of targets that are developing very well. Matagua Norte, there's a belt of it's a very large structural shear zone, a fault parallel to the Hokitan fault, which is what the Hawley sits on. So to the north of that is an old plate boundary with the Matagua Shear Zone. And within that belt, we've been sampling over about a 25-kilometer long zone where we're getting some very good results in float and subcrop. And we're continuing to push that along the belt, and the good numbers continue. So we're quite excited about that target. Geologically, we can't really explain it yet because most of what we're looking at is, as I said, is float. And there's a phenomenal amount of quartz within that shear zone. And so there's a certain orientation to the veins that are carrying the gold. And it is basically just gold with very little else, gold with a little bit of lead, no silver, no arsenic, which in those kind of systems is quite typical to have arsenic with them, but the arsenic content is low. So it's very clean and a lot of VG, a lot of visible gold. So we're pushing out along that belt, and Radius has two concessions in the belt concession applications. So we are pushing to get those granted, and we're in discussion with some of the other landowners within that 25-kilometer long zone.
So, Simon, one other thing that I think we should outline is that there is an option agreement that you signed with Radius Gold to acquire a 60% interest in the Holly and Banderas projects. Now, that option agreement deals with Volcanic spending $7 million US on exploration at the projects within 48 months of signing that agreement. How far are you through this agreement, and approximately how much have you spent to contribute towards that $7 million, please?
We've spent approximately $2.5 to $3 million on the Holly property so far. I'm in discussions with Radius because the Banderas property, we haven't been able to get the social license there. So the discussions we're having is to break that $7 million down into 3.5 on the Banderas and 3.5 on the Holly property. If I can be successful with that discussion, then we will be getting close to a vent in on the Holly property. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be straight 50-50 to the Banderas and the Holly, but something along those lines will be reasonable. You know, Radius is going to help us get the social license back so we can get to work on the Banderas property, and we are working as a team to do that. So if I can get a deal whereby $4 million on the Holly itself to earn a 60, that would be good for the company, be good for Volcanic and for Radius. So let's see how that discussion goes.
Yes, I mean, that'd be a good synergistic fit for both companies. So I guess, what are the main things you want investors to focus on as we move forward? What are the next step forwards for the company at any of the projects?
Yeah, the two key things is getting the drill back on the Holly property, obviously, to test some of those other veins and to push out the resources in La Pena vein to the south. That's obviously the priority. And to get the concessions granted in these other regional applications that we have in, as you know, the Sansari, the Motagua Norte. So there's a couple of other areas where we're getting some, not just the Motagua North, but also Sansari, where we're getting some very attractive looking geology and attractive surface sampling. So getting the concessions granted is a priority also. So those are the two areas. Wait for the news release on that. If we can get somewhere in the next few months, say that we have the Motagua North concessions, and then we should have some exciting news for the market as we start doing physical work on the ground, you know, trenching and drilling.
Okay, Simon, thank you for this update. Well done on this initial resource. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding the resource or any of the future work, feel free to email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those questions addressed for you. And Simon, keep us up to date on future news in any way out of the company. We'll follow up on the back of those. Simon, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
I will do. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Shad. Bye.